This morning I've got Jolene Fairbanks with me. Good morning, Jolene.
Good morning.
Jolene, you work at the Skagway City Library.
I do, yes.
And we've talked to you before, but let's remind people, what's your job position over there?
The title is librarian.
All right, that's a decent title for a library employee.
Yes.
And what does that mean then? I mean, you just do everything there?
I do. I am the library director, and so I get to do story time and program planning as well as the budget, finance end of it, the grants, I get to try it all.
So you just pretty much do it all?
Yes, it keeps things interesting. It keeps the job interesting.
I bet it does. Do you have volunteers there as well?
We do have volunteers. We do have a couple of regular volunteers coming in every week, and that helps.
Are you always looking for more?
Oh, yeah.
And people could put in just a couple hours a week, and that's all it would take?
Oh, certainly.
Now, you have lots of activities and events. I know that one that has just started a couple of weeks ago is Real Life Travel Adventures. Tell me about this one.
This is a program that started about 5 summers ago. During the summer, it is held every Sunday evening, and it's people who are willing to share pictures and stories from recent travels they've been on, and it seems to be a lot of people in Skagway that enjoy traveling in the winter, and so when we get together again in the summer, we share our travels and recommendations and learn what we're about different places.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you are encouraging people to come and listen to stories, but you also are encouraging people to bring in stories and photographs of their travels as well.
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome to come. You don't have to share pictures and stories. You absolutely can just come and listen and watch and ask questions. Everyone's welcome to attend, but anybody who does have pictures with them and wants to share, give me a call, let me know, and I'll be glad to schedule a date for you.
Do you do much traveling yourself? Did you get out last winter?
I did. I did get to travel last winter with my family and some friends, and so this summer I will be showing pictures and sharing our experiences of traveling in Cambodia.
Oh, cool.
It was wonderful. It was a wonderful trip, and I actually have not been a presenter at the program, so this will be my first time.
All right, very exciting, and I guess you've been to all of these events yourself, I'm guessing.
I think I've been to most of them.
Mm-hmm. You've seen some pretty interesting places.
Oh, absolutely. It's been great. This year on our lineup, we have a couple of programs, South America, Chile, Patagonia, Argentina. This coming Sunday is a program about a traditional wedding in Nea Bay, Northern Washington coast, a Macaw Indian longhouse wedding. Then, besides my and Nan's Cambodia program, other Southeast Asia countries that people will be doing programs for this summer, Thailand, hoping to have an India program, New Zealand and Fiji, someone who traveled to Israel this last winter, and another program will be on Romania. So we're all over the globe.
Yeah, all over the map, for sure. Tell us about some of the other activities you have going on there. You have any special summer activities besides this one that we should know about?
Yes, the summer reading program.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody should know about that. Mm-hmm. The summer reading program, and it started last week as well. And this summer's theme is Get a Clue at Your Library, sort of a mystery theme. And the preschool-age children meet at the library on Wednesday mornings at 10:30 and have a story time. And we do some activities related to the theme. And then on Thursday morning, the older children who are reading independently, come in and have a program on Thursday mornings. And those mornings, Wednesday and Thursday mornings, the library opens just for the children for their program. During the winter, we have book discussions on a regular basis. In the summer, it hasn't been working out for people to get together to set time for book discussions. But if somebody wants to do that, I can make sure we have enough copies of books in here for people.
In the summer, I'm hard-pressed to get through one book, whereas I'll go through a dozen or more in the winter.
We have right at the front of the library. When people come in, we display books that are new to our collection, and that seems to be where people in the summer just go straight for those, and you know, helps them find a book faster.
Well, great. Lots of things going on at the Skagway City Library, and if anybody has any questions about these programs or becoming a volunteer, can they give you a call?
Oh, absolutely. At 983-BOOK.
Right, that's 983-2665 or 983-BOOK. And Jolene, thanks for talking to us this morning, and have a great summer.
Thank you.